Hey, you're listening to WMFO 91.5 FM, and we are
OSB.
Oh,
Bedford. Nah, you thought we wouldn't be here this week. We're back.
Oh, yeah.
It's the Rap Radio Hour.
RRH, mother flipper.
WMFO 91.5, it's the last Rap Radio.
It's 2:07 p.m.
Forever. You can run, but you can't hide, Medford.
We're on every station, Medford.
This is pirate radio, Medford.
What the heck is going on? I'm Elliot.
I'm Grant.
Get ready.
Special segments coming up. We're gonna play some
Jumbo Smash DJ.
We're gonna also play some songs from the first Rap Radio Hour ever.
What?
Yeah, I got
throwbacks.
The archives. Throwback.
All Hail Grizzy. What song is this?
It's a beat that Pharrell produced for the Ice Cream Skate Team video compilation.
I like it a lot.
Yeah, but it never actually got released, so all the skating sounds in the background are just like people ripped the beat from the YouTube video and then looped it to make it a real beat. But it's just like...
Pharrell! It's such a good beat. Engagement Jumbo Smash than there is on Tinder.
People respond?
Yeah.
Any song suggestions?
Someone just asked for what kind of show is this, so they can
tell her it's the freaking Rap Radio Hour. I would drop a bomb, but I don't have a laptop. See if this works. I think I have the computer in the studio hooked up.
Wait, I matched with someone who's
Oh, we do. There we go.
Whose profile says they like rap and hip hop.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
This is from the very first Rap Radio Hour. It's the bass instrumental.
What a throwback. Wow.
This was the very first song I ever played.
This is a great idea. Gold Digger was one of the suggestions.
don't know. It's all played out.
All played out. Should I tell her to try again?
Yeah, let's do something else.
I know these people, though. This is Anisha. I don't know if you should be that mean to her.
Oh, Anisha, like Anna's old roommate?
Yeah.
You thought we weren't going to do it, Medford. We're back.
Rap Radio Hour.
Weak dab.
Rap Radio Hour.
That's a little bit better. It's the last one, Medford. This is it.
What the heck, dude? I'm not going to feel complete without this show in my life. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm going to miss it.
Tune in sometime this week for a surprise show.
Yeah, we might do a surprise.
We're doing it.
Yeah, during senior
week.
We're going to
do it.
We're going to take over.
You can't stop us,
but this
Medford.
Is the last official one. Medford.
Weighing in at 200,000 participants. Willing and unwilling. Enjoy the show. Careful, Medford, we're dropping bombs. Some fly crap. Dude, what the heck? That's scary. Super hot. Got a really in-depth answer.
Been listening to Damn a lot, so they like Kendrick, but Earl Sweatshirt's always been one of my faves. Don't know if you can play that on the radio. Oh, it's Cecily.
Yeah. Wait, who are you sexing her?
I'm just gonna say, like, hey, it's Grant. I'll play some Earl.
Oh, it's auto playing. We got so many listeners. Oh my gosh. Welcome to the Rap Radio Nation, people. You're loyal fans. You've been with us for a long time. Again, buy our merch at dumbinfo.com.
You can run, but you can't hide, Medford.
Medford. Hey, it's really responsible for you to listen to watch The Promise. It's an important film.
Oh, yeah, we're going to go watch The Promise.
If you want to watch it with us, we're doing a meetup after the show. You know, we got a lot of fans, and we figure, why not?
A little bit before 3, corner of Boston Avenue College.
Yeah, flash mob. a little after 3, because we got to finish the show, right?
Yeah, but the movie starts at 3:15, and it's not in Davis.
What? Where are we going? How are you getting there?
It's like 10 minutes away. We're going to Uber.
Okay. Oh, my God, Medford. What the heck?
Enough of that autoplay, Medford.
Oh, well, G-Money, you've got a response.
Oh, she says play Chum. Okay, yeah, sure.
I'm going to play some Chum.
That would be her favorite Earl Sweatshirt song.
All right.
It's the saddest one.
Seriously, this is a sad song to her. I'm going to say it.
Something sinister to it. Pendulum swinging slow, a degenerate moving through the city with criminal stealth. Welcome to enemy turf, harder than immigrants work. Golf is distant in my shirt.
Manal says she likes Millionaire.
Get up off the pavement, brush the dirt up off my psyche.
You know who that is?
No. Like, come Millionaire?
It's probably been 12 years since my father left. He left me fatherless. And I just used to say I hate him in dishonest jest.
When dude, honestly, I high response rate. Like when
this
I was
yeah, because, every yeah.
time I got the chance. Are you doing it?
I was swallowing. No, I'm messaging my friend that. Skip
shots to storm that whole bottle. I show you a role model. Drunk pissy pissing on somebody front lawn. Trying to figure out how and when the fuck I miss moderate. Mama often was offering peace, offering stink. Weez cough, scoff.
Any other suggestions?
For this is going to be a little bit R-rated.
Yeah.
The head in the show. trap. A lot of too black for the white kids and
too white for the black. What mic are you on?
I believe mic 3. I'm indecisive, I'm scatterbrained, and I'm frightened at 7, and then I'm eyes way. Yeah, mic 3. All the
mics. Cool. Something
sinister to it. Yeah, mic 3.
Pendulum okay. Swinging slow with degenerate moving
through the city with criminal stealth. Why do we always do the show standing up? Such better posture. You know?
You're so far from the mic. Get up off
the pavement, bro. I'm trying.
Looks uncomfortable.
I agree. But it feels like it more. Oh, there's somebody in the studio over there. Shoot. Time
yeah, studio one.
I guess I'll sit down, Medford. But you should stand up. He crashed the party and dipped with all belongings to toss them out to the audience. Nothing was fucking awesome trying to make it from the bottom. It says feeling as hard as Vince Carter's knee cartilage is. Supreme garment and weed gardeners garnish and splits. Keith particles and entering apartments with zine article tolerance. For there's nothing good from the first radio show. It's okay, you had bad taste back then.
Yeah. Oh, I did play an Earl Sweatshirt song. I played Guild.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe you should talk to Cecily. God, fine.
That's funny. Oh, this is a really good song. Ask her if she ask Cecily if she likes Guild by Earl Sweatshirt. Say this is a
hit of liquid heroin, Marilyn Manson. G-I-L-D?
G-U-I-L-D. With Anakin, so one of us leaving the ambulance. Blow the smoke of the spliff in your eyes. You ain't gonna live till you die. Intelligent bitch on my side. She bitching, I'm spitting habitual lies.
That's such a great opening line. Caught a switcher tucked in my head. I didn't realize if we said young Hazel. Well, he is. Eating bagels with no cable on. Scott. Been fucking hoes since when Mace was on. Okay. I hope the bass god hear my prayers. Pray one day you hear the next day he's gone. So me and Earl smoke weed on James. Lil B
finished his mixtape, Black Ken.
Oh, I heard that. First time ever, right?
Yeah, first mixtape.
He's been working on it for a long time. did it come out?
No, it's just like a rumor.
Oh.
I mean, it's not a rumor because he confirmed that it's Black Ken.
Yeah, but I he would definitely lie to us.
No, he would never.
Dude, there's somebody over there. Are you looking at him? He's got like a pink polo.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Medford, we're confused for this part of the show. There's someone in here. Trunk, 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 trunk. Ah! We're taking the radio show hostage. With rap and hip hop. Ooh, a new message. Oh, I'm so popular.
Okay, cool it.
Jeez,
with that.
Louise. All
right. Oh, you have two phones. That's
oh, that's because I've got so many people to talk to. Cess says. Slavery. She says, yeah, honestly, I love that whole album. Yeah, honestly, I love the whole album.
Yeah.
Is that how she talks?
I don't know, maybe.
Does she talk like this?
Probably not.
Honestly, I love the whole album.
So, anything interesting happened this week?
In the news?
if you want. You mean with our president, sir?
No, we're not going to do that. We're not going to do that. We're going to be all rap.
All rap, nothing but. But isn't rap really a social commentary about the political state of things? Have you seen The Wire?
No.
So good.
Yeah, we gotta leave a little bit before 3.
Oh no, Medford, you're gonna miss us. But that's what we say, always leave them wanting more.
What? You don't have to sing along.
Well, you don't have sound effects. Hey, Alicia, let me follow her on Instagram. Look at that. With Claire Selvin.
Oh, nice. Ask her if she knows any rap songs.
I think the best intro is, do you like music?
I played a lot of Childish Gambino.
When?
Oh, hold on. I have a song to play. This is from the first Rap Radio Hour. It's Kitty Pryde and Riff Raff. Orion's Belt, which is one of my favorite rap beats, I think, of that era, and also probably one of the best riff-raff verses.
Dude, Tinder DJ or Jumbo Smash DJ is a massive success.
Good.
Wait, so explain your affinity for the song again.
Kitty Pryde is a rapper from, I think, Florida?
Probably.
But her whole appeal is that, like, she's just like a regular teenage girl. And she raps about, like, Justin Bieber and Taylor Swift. And it was sort of like a meme for a little bit. But she did a song with Riff Raff.
Oh.
And Riff Raff has a genuinely very funny verse.
Should I listen carefully?
Yeah, it's good.
Swift 45 on my hip and I'll lift up a switch up hip hop with a riff dap piff. No downloads cause I am not gifted. I sift in through the Twitter, I wanna quit it. But I spit it on the beautiful Lou and tell the kitty lovers, baby, you are beautiful too. Blonde haired boys, we put the youth in the crew. And if you bring me around, I'll put some youth in you too, boo.
I just like how the video is Riff Raff hanging out with all of her friends at an amusement park. He looks so out of place.
I and the rap game tears in the trap where I peers with the Adderall fiends in the ass. We, I can rap, I'm not mean, but you're whack in the backseat. Cypher's hyper on the track.
When it comes to hateful words, I got skin like a rhinoceros. Diamonds on my binder, fourth grade I was immaculate. Reading, writing, arithmetic, my favorite mathematics. Bump my paper more than average, you bastard rappers go play in traffic. The way I bow, I could've played for Toronto Raptors. Olympic swimmers from Nigeria. Emeralds in my ears are far from clear, cause they resemble frozen lettuce. 91 degrees out in Belgium. You ever seen melted lime jello? Did I confuse you losers? I pull up in the candy relish rap game. Peppermint patty in the lavender bumblebee jackets. Your girlfriend's vagina smells like bumblebee tuna. She duct taped me to the dumpster, otherwise I would've left sooner. Rip.
It's stellar. There's so many good lines to that. Wow. I like Diamonds on My Binder, fourth grade. I was immaculate.
Well, Claire says the wheels on the bus.
No.
Yeah, maybe that was the wrong thing to say.
Are there any other good old Riff Raff songs that you like? I played a lot of music on the first show. We really, as time has gone on, the amount of songs that we play on the Rap Radio Hour has steadily gone down by a lot.
Yeah, I think that's probably due to a combination of factors like old age, you know, our computers have gotten slower. Mm. You know, the bandwidth has gotten a lot tighter lately on the show. There's a guest
and
who
the bandwidth
showing up.
Tighter. We can't afford all of this.
A lot of content to spit out.
I should probably play a song though.
Yeah, I'd probably play some music. I mean, just if you're into that sort of thing. I don't really know. Play some Gambino.
I did play a lot of Gambino on the first Rap Radio Hour.
Play that really the one that got him famous to begin with. Where, like, he's
2005?
Like, no, there's one before that where he's like kind of like being a he's joking about being a rapper a lot. I don't remember what. I can't tell if he's sarcastic or not, if he's doing it ironically.
What song are you talking about?
I don't remember. It's like, you know, look it up. Also, I gotta refresh my messages in case I got popular.
I can't imagine this is entertaining for anybody.
Yeah, play some music. Gosh, also you might have some
friends
paralyzed
by you. Choice.
Play Sweatpants.
No.
Okay. Play 2005.
No.
Sometimes I feel like this is a very equal partnership.
I mean, you're giving suggestions from the Jumbo Smash.
La música de Harry Fry.
Why are you not Jumbo Smashing?
Smoke some bitch. I don't need to.
Blow a kiss to my dick, wash my body with the sponge. Feed me flavor rices, put the chronic in my lungs. Tailor me a leather suit,
want
some Jodeci shit. By coastal, man, we both
I can only think of this cooking shit.
This is the first Action Bronson song I ever heard, and it like blew my mind.
Blew your mind?
Yeah, well, also because the video is ridiculous. It's like him and Riff Raff walking down the street, and this is like where Riff Raff stopped, like before he had a lot of braids, and he had like really long hair that he kept combing out. I just remember like not being aware of any of this, and like Riff Raff is talking on like a really old cell phone, and Action Bronson has like multiple very long joints in his mouth that are not lit. And like this was my introduction to both of them back in like 2012, and I just remember being like, what is going on?
Lead a party with your daughter in the morning, do karate in the water. His sounds of samurais, rocking shorts in the winter. Don't fuck with splinters, roll with sinners. A bunch of winners, catered lunch and dinners. Why my truck jar looks so empty? Drop a hook and then I'll probably cop an M3. Long night, that's in the event. Somebody tried to get me, then to heaven they'll be sent.
I'm gonna skip to Riff's verse, cause he has like a really confusing verse that doesn't follow like the meter of the song. He just like flows over into the next bar.
Yeah, we 80,000 shopping mall, but we ain't browsing. Popping hooded, Tresco towers, Paula, Paula, Gucci towels, and Bethel vows, Niles, Owls.
Can you hear the beat?
Fucking warning, valley parking, lone sharking, hoping that my days don't get dark as cheetah skin. Outside the park of propaganda propellers, ostrich fellas, security guard with nine Berettas, pulling up Volkswagen Jettas, causing storm in sunny weather, sunny weather, it's sunny weather, hoping that my days get hoping, hoping days get better.
He just like goes.
He just ignores it.
And then
it.
Stops. Yeah. It's really good.
He's so independent. Claire's not being helpful.
Oh.
All right, we should play some music though.
Yeah, I know.
I'm like fearing to that sort of thing. I'm sort of tired of Redbone, so I'm going to not say that one.
We can play some really old Childish Gambino.
Yeah, let's do that.
Play
World Star?
No, older. he had a segment going a while ago where I think I've played some of these songs where he would rap over whatever's like really hot on Pitchfork. So he would like rap over Neon Indian and Picture Plane.
Oh, cool. The Neon Indian one. Yeah.
Yeah. This one's all about clothes. He like shouts out a lot of fashion labels on this song. Which, just as you can imagine, was very helpful for me as a 15-year-old.
Yeah.
I do not talk. I am just a rapper. Nigga, I'm the capper. Rapper slash not actor. Cause I could never act the part of being fakey. You should really thank me. Who else would do this shit? All that fucking wishing and waiting. These are mistaken. You don't speak my language. Dressed up like I'm Cambridge. Bow tie make me Muslim. Switch it for suspenders. To at least clicking through on Hyper Beast. Tom Brown, Hells Bells, Kitsune, JL. I don't wear shit unless I got a logo. Now it's time to go and walk around Soho. All high school showing out Payless. Man, fuck that. Yo, I earned this.
He's so funny.
Yeah, it's like a totally different era of him.
Before he got serious.
I think he was serious when he made this, which is the thing.
Or his persona was serious.
That's enough of that.
Okay. Excuse me. Enough, Mr. Gambino. You've had your turn.
Oh, I mean, we can find music that came out recently. It doesn't have to be all throwbacks.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, let's play some new Poop Man. What the heck is going on here? Here, I'll go to YouTube and see what's trending. It's always a good sign.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of new XXXTentacion that came out this week.
I'm tired of him.
Yeah, it's not. None of it's very good. There's a new Danny Brown song.
New SNL skit?
It's pretty good. Oh, new Quavo? Yeah. Not a whole lot of good stuff came out this week.
Hey, you hear that we're graduating next week?
Oh, yeah, that's why there's not going to be a Rap Radio Hour next
week. Yeah, hey, guys, let's put some news.
Really getting in the way of our plans.
Yeah, what's your major again? I'm a chemical engineer, actually, surprisingly. You know, you wouldn't expect it because I'm so, well-versed in rap.
This is from the Silicon Valley soundtrack.
Oh, cool.
Danny Brown, Kool-Aid.
I feel mixed about Silicon Valley.
Really? In what way?
There's like a lot of good stuff, a lot of like boring stuff. It's kind of cheesy. I feel like the episodes are never long enough. I feel like they could do a lot better if they're like 40-minute long episodes.
Yeah, I feel that. Wait, you think it's cheesy? What parts are cheesy?
I don't know. There's just some parts are like I don't know. A lot of like the main character Richard does is sort of like weird, like awkward, like physical humor stuff that like I don't think he plays off very well. I think he's a really good comedian. I think he's much better when he's not doing this role.
Have you ever seen him in Jake and Amir?
Yeah, he's amazing in Jake and Amir.
Dubs.
And he's amazing like live. He's like a fantastic improver, but like I think this stuff is all written as a problem.
Oh, I disagree. I like how awkward his character is, and I think he plays it well.
I think if he goes extreme, it's good. But like there's a lot of times, it's like sort of like a middle ground that's sort of not as awkward as it could be. So it's not as funny as it is when he's like super tired, exhausted, like the most recent episode, or like very drunk or something.
I'm trying to think of good examples.
Of like when he's funny versus not funny.
Like when he there's a scene where you know where they get that kid to like help them with their code, and he asks Richard, like, why are your lips always so like pressed really tight together?
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was sort of an example of it not working that well.
Yeah, 'cause
it's too subtle.
Yeah,
I see what you mean.
You're alive. Okay. Anyway, you're watching Jake and Amir.
Alive.
Okay, you know what? I don't get it, because stay-at-home mom is the politically correct term.
Right, but you yelled, stay-at-home mom, and you were talking to my mom.
I will never understand that. Holy shit, Dubs is here.
What?
Hello, Amir.
Dubs?
Get back to the video. My name is Penis Anthony Dublinier.
And the nickname you gave him to make fun of him was Dubs.
Pretty funny, right? It's like his last name, but shorter.
What's he doing here?
I, Penis Anthony Dublinier,
we heard your name,
was next door neighbors with Amir while growing up. And although his father managed to kiss a lot of people on the mouth and move around everywhere, Amir,
I like how that's a demeaning thing. That he moved.
I finally made it. Not but 20 minutes ago, I have officially auditioned for a Broadway musical.
Why did you book it?
We won't know for a couple of weeks, but they flat out told me in the room.
No.
So you do know right now. Why did you come here?
To tell Amir that I've made it.
As what? A failed actor?
As somebody with the audacity and heart to go after what they love.
Wait, why are you taking his side now?
Because he's got moxie. You know what moxie is? This is mine.
That's your dick.
I wish I had a fork and a knife to eat every single word I've ever spoken to you, but instead, all I have are these chopsticks. So I'm just gonna eat the big words, and eventually I'll shamefully ask for a spoon and scoop the small words.
Why are you so jealous of him? You have a good job.
Yeah, but I don't have the nutsack to audition for legit the Broadway nutsack. Musicals.
You've auditioned for many musicals.
Oh, Cats doesn't count.
Penis, what did you audition for?
Cats! That hurts.
Okay, you know what? Maybe you guys don't hate each other because you're so different, but you in fact hate each other because you're actually really...
No.
Their brand of humor is so insane.
Yeah.
I love it. It's something where you can like really comfortably just watch over and over. Like
yeah, and it doesn't get old.
Yeah. Like, they change their appearance so much over time, like, they have the exact same humor. Yeah. Fantastic. Can you play, Psy's music?
Psy?
Yeah.
No.
Just the old one.
What's it called?
Open Gangnam Style. Oh.
That's horrible. You shouldn't do that.
Wait, I can't speak Korean? You can't say half the words in this song.
Yeah, how dare you?
Korean, not gnome. I don't know what they're saying, but I just love saying it. You know, it's got such rhythm. I'd play Gangnam Style.
No.
Okay.
Yes, I'd like to report a murder, a dead body, or something.
Where at?
In the alley.
It's pretty funny.
I feel like at this point it's really hard to make fun of them though, because like they are a joke.
The Sean Spicer one is funny. The one of Donald Trump and Lester Holt is more mean than funny. It's like funny because it's mean, but yeah. It's like they really go for it.
Again, no politics in this show.
We'll listen to the Spicer one. Actually, no.
It's kind of 8 minutes long.
Yeah, it's long. You're supposed to be comfortably in the red. We can go to some other old rap radio hours. What are all these shows have done?
Are you going to Dave and Buster's?
Yeah.
Are you going to everything?
I'm not going to bowling.
Hmm. Cool. Well, I will see you at some of them, I think.
Cool. Oh. No, none of these songs are very good either. I played Katy Perry by Lil B.
The good old days.
Have you seen the new Katy Perry music video?
No, I've heard it's interesting.
I'll play Katy Perry by Lil B, and we'll play it over the music video for her new song.
Does it see if it syncs up perfectly?
Oh, it does. It's like a... Oh, my God.
What the
sign in to confirm my age?
Dude.
There we go.
Dude, it sounds so loud.
I'll turn it down.
Thanks, dude. Appreciate your compassion.
Oh, also, you might have to sign in to see this one. It's a little... Oh, you don't. All right, cool. Can you see?
I can.
You can?
It's your boy Lil B, man. I do what I want.
It syncs up perfectly.
Call me Katy Perry. Call me Katy Perry. Call me Katy Perry. Call me Katy Perry.
Bass guy.
Call me Katy Perry.
Swag, swag.
Call me Katy Perry. Call me Katy Perry.
It matches up so perfectly.
Call me Katy Perry. Smoke a lot of weed and I blow on Mary. Play the game so hard selling Jerry. I sell so many Jerry's, fuck bitches out of Fetty. At the players ball bass guy, need a Grammy. Bitches wanna fuck bass guy. Swag to the A5, I think I kissed the girl. I kissed her in the face and I told the look. I know the bass guy and I deal with straight cash. I might sell a Jerry if I pull it out the back. I can't get out my face, cause I got a lot of swag. Ride around the town with the girl on my. Thank you, bass.
Gross. They cut it. They're geniuses. Wow.
Call me Katy Perry. Call me Katy Perry. Call me Katy Perry. Call
Come, Katy Perry.
Bass guy.
Come,
swag.
Katy Perry.
Swag, swag.
Come, Katy Perry. Call me Katy Perry. Call me Katy Perry. Call me Katy Perry. Call me Katy Perry.
What a bad song,
call
by the way.
Call me Katy Perry. Call me Katy Perry.
Bass guy.
Call me
swag.
Katy Perry.
Swag, swag, swag.
Call me Katy Perry.
Katy, baby, what it do? Oh yeah, shout out to all the girls that kiss girls. What it do? Yeah, man, like I said, it's your boy Lil B. I'm an American superstar. Yeah, shout out to America, you feel me? You feel me? A lot of bitches worldwide.
Bass God.
I know the bass God, that's a fact.
You do.
I got a bad bitch and she sitting on my lap. Hoes sit down like Maceo said.
Bass God.
Juke, your boy juke, juke. Your boy bass God. Bad, and she knew. Your boy. Still serving Jerry like I came out of Richmond. Still serving Jerry and I played my position. Play my position, cause I still trick on bitches. Strip club, love me, I buy a pussy and a strippers.
Anyway.
Weird combination.
It's good, and then there's Migos has a verse. There's a, they sync up a clam with Offset's ad lib. It's really funny. What about you dipping with the light my eyes? Said she want a Migo, now that ass her what's the price? Hold on. If she do right, told her to get whatever you like. All set.
That was the whole video.
Anyway, it's all a ruse. Turns out Katy Perry was in on it, and she ties up all of the other diners.
Oh, to eat them instead?
Yeah, she turns them into a pie.
Oh, that's sort of, I guess, nice.
It's kind of funny.
It's like, what was that one movie? The Barber of Seville, yeah.
Oh, yeah. The Demon Barber of Fleet Street.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Edward, no. No.
I know what you mean, but like, is that one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's it called?
I don't know. I think I nailed it the first time.
The Barber of Seville.
Isn't that what it's called? It's like another name for it. Yeah, that's the musical.
Yeah, maybe. Johnny Depp was in the movie.
But, so she says, I like Millionaire, and I said, by whom? And then she said, cash, cash.
I can't tell if that's...
I don't know if she's being serious or not.
I mean, it's worth Googling.
Yeah. Millionaire, cash.
Oh, my God, oh. Yeah.
Whoa.
Here we go.
What the heck?
Oh, this doesn't look good.
Oh, boy. She's bad taste.
I don't know. No,
this is not good.
We need more of this.
Pussy all free, courtesy of me.
This is ruining my political career. Single-handedly destroying any chance of elected office.
Hey, you're watching Jacob.
See, I told you we could be naked.
Oh my God, get out.
Well, this was supposed to be an intervention, but I guess nobody likes you enough to show up.
Oh?
Oh, the part where he throws a DVD in is amazing.
Yeah.
Is it something I said or did?
I mean, both. You've been rubbing everybody the wrong way for the past 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, that explains why everybody's been acting coy to me since 2003.
It's not coy. They hate you.
Everybody's been acting coy to me since 2003.
Is he dead yet? Or is it not that kind of intervention?
What kind of interventions do you go to?
What are you doing here, dubs?
I RSVP'd to this intervention 1 year ago today on Evite.
Impossible. I didn't have an Evite for this intervention. I just decided to have it last week.
So quiet up, huddy.
You can't call me that anymore.
Oh, weird.
No. Yes, because as of 3 seconds ago, I have literally changed my name yet again to Penis Dickling. The Goose.
Ow!
The Goose. I can't believe that's... Richard from Silicon Valley.
It's so funny.
They do like interviews, or he's on the podcast and they ask, and he says like, it's very annoying when people come up to him and call him dudes.
Yeah,
he hates it.
This is his career defining performance. Damn, I can't believe they stopped Jake and Amir. Like, it was so iconic. It defined a generation.
It did define a generation. I don't know if it was iconic.
I mean, the fact that it had millions of views on like early YouTube is crazy.
Yeah. Like, well, they were in on the ground floor on Vimeo.
Oh, cool.
The first Jake and Amir's were on Vimeo because College Humor, like.
Oh, yeah, and they had all College Vimeo. Humor videos and that sort of thing. Dang.
We're going to watch one.
That's not a goose noise.
Let's sync it up with an instrumental. How about that?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's play some beats.
Do you know any like funky, funny instrumentals?
Got a bone to pick.
No.
Oh, I'll match with someone. That was quick.
Please stop.
I'm just waiting for some music.
There's this one Missy Elliott instrumental that I'm trying to find.
Oh, she's good. Yeah. I support your decision. Oh, fuck. Where's Paul? Oh, gosh, darn. Take me off the air, why don't you?
I can't find it.
You won't. I don't know who you are, but I'll swipe right. Not in you. Not in you. Not in you. Murdered? Hey, you should play some sort of music for the radio, just in case people are listening.
I don't think anyone's listening. If you're listening, call in.
Yeah. People are supposed to call in, but I don't think they're going to.
How am I to make fun of him? I don't know. Penis is still pretty bad. I mean, Dickling's awful. Mr. Goose. That's the nicest thing you could have called for. Never matter. We're not here.
This could have been like a movie trailer.
Millions of films I've now been cast in. We're here to talk about a weird and his father and his father's tiny, spindly, sticky lips. Wait a second, films? Oh, you haven't heard? I am now officially and universally a famous actress.
Whoa, short shorts.
I really hope you just misspoke. I didn't. I've been cast as the femme fatale in the brilliant student film.
It is like a movie trailer.
Yes. You heard that. How do you like that range? Even Thomas Hanks has a play on it.
Thomas Hanks.
An MTV Movie Award nominee. Okay, I don't think you're right about either of those things. Yes, he is.
No, you're not.
Yes, he is.
The no, turn.
I'm not. Tell me, do you have a CD-ROM drive?
No.
What?
We don't have a CD-ROM drive.
Meaning?
Maybe we're old and out of date. We don't have one.
Then what the hell is this?
The telephone.
Okay, and these?
Books.
Well then, where's your CD-ROM drive?
Oh.
We don't have one. How many gigabytes does your company own?
How is that relevant?
You're not a tycoon. Your whole job is a lie.
What are you talking about?
Give me your CD-ROM
drive. We have a DVD player.
What is that?
It plays DVDs. Are you serious?
Meaning?
Maybe it plays DVDs.
Wrestle with me. This has an MPEG-4 on it. Can you play it?
Can I see the
probably.
Video?
Just put it in the DVD player. Okay,
oh, hold
we'll
on.
See.
Someone's calling in. They probably want us to shut up.
The funniest part.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, is this Rap Radio Hour?
This is Rap Radio Hour.
This is
hour.
The Rap Radio Hour.
So I know that this is maybe your guys' last, you know, time on the air for a while. And I was just wondering what your most meaningful Rap Radio Hour moment has been.
Ooh, I would say probably the dance competition. That was a pretty good one.
Oh, that was fun. Whenever we had a good Tinder DJ.
Yeah, or the table reads sometimes are pretty nice.
Oh, yeah, we read a few scenes back when Elijah was on the show.
That was good. That was dramatic.
When we broke the news of the French election.
That was recent.
That was last week, actually.
Interviewing my mom. That was pretty
cool.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, when your mom was on the show. We had so many good memories.
Yeah, it was a good show.
You guys really did it all.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Thank you for providing a much-needed service.
Well, thanks.
Really to the Medford area, but also to me personally. So, thanks for
App
Radio Hour. It's really been a pleasure listening to you over the years.
Thanks for being
wow.
a fan. We appreciate
it. Thanks for
that.
Listening in, caller.
tell your friends that we love them too.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Sheesh. Fans, am I right?
I heard it's your last episode of the Rap Radio Hour, so I wanted to take some time and, you know, use it for me.
The
The table thinks she's not gonna hear that. She's just gonna. Wait, play the rest of the episode.
Come with me. This has an MPEG-4 on it. Can you play it?
I probably just put it in a DVD player. Okay, we'll see.
Wow. Insane. New York City, 1995. BC.
Wow, dude, this looks awful.
Shh, it's brilliant.
How could you say that?
Hello, Mrs. Dubes.
Hello, peasant.
No.
Get it
today
now.
We made history. Much like when your father tried to make history with me.
Stop.
A million years ago when he tried to hug me.
Don't.
And smooch me.
No.
1,000 times in one day.
No, you're off script.
And I let him.
No, I'll kill you.
I challenge you. A wrestling match!
Like laughing one too.
It's brilliant.
Brava!
Brava.
Oh, we gotta go.
Oh, shoot. Okay, Medford, it was nice talking to you.
Well, yep. All right, that's it.
I guess it's been real.
Should we have like a song to go out on?
Oh, I heard this song in 2016 was pretty famous. The most popular music video of all time.
What was that?
It's directed by Christopher Nolan.
Actually, no, we're not going to do that. There was an old Rap Radio Hour tradition where the last song of every episode would be a Drake song.
Oh.
So we're going to go out on a Drake song.
Okay, do it, yeah.
Oh, Julia's FaceTiming me. Oh, no, she's not. Good, because that would have been distracting.
Yeah, let's play a Drake song and play us out.
All right.
I'm the sixth god himself.
This is Look What You've Done by Drake, and it's my favorite Drake song of all time. So it feels appropriate. Goodbye, Medford. It's been good.
Yeah. Medford, just take care.
You know, nothing will be the same after the Rap Radio Hour is over.
Dang. It's the end of a fucking era.
You know, if you're reading this, Medford, it's too late.
It's like 09 in your basement, and I'm in love with Nebby. And I still love her, but it fell through because I wasn't ready. And your back hurt, and your neck hurt, and you smoking heavy. And I sit next to you, and I lecture you because those are deadly. And then you ash it, and we argue about spending money on bullshit. And you tell me I'm just like my father, my one button, you push it. And that's fuck you, I hate you. I move out in a heartbeat, and I leave out, and you call me. And you tell me that you sorry, and you love me, and I love you. And your heart hurts, mine does too. And it's just words, and they cut deep, but it's our world, it's just us two. I see painkillers on the kitchen counter. I hate to see it all hurt so bad. But maybe I wouldn't have worked this hard if you were healthy and it weren't so bad. Maybe I should walk up the street and try and get a job at the bank. Cause leave it up to me, Janiques. We'll probably end up robbing the bank. Then Wayne calls on my phone. Conversation wasn't that long. Gets me a flight to Houston in the morning. Oh, it's my time, yeah, it's on. He's thinking of signing me. I come home, we make a mixtape of 17 songs and almost get a Grammy off of that thing. They love your son, man, that boy gone. You get the operation you dreamed of, and I finally send you to Rome and get to make good on my promise. It all worked out, girl. We should've known, cause you deserve it. Is this shit real? Should I pinch you?
Drive all night. Like looking down the barrel of a gun and it goes off. And how come all these words? Oh, there's a very pleasant side to you, a side I much prefer. It's one verse. Laughs and jokes around. Remember cuddles in the kitchen, yeah, to get things off the ground. And it was up, up and away.
that on a day like today when you're all argumentative and you've got a face on. Disappointment face, the one that I can't bear. Well, can't we just laugh and joke around? Remember cuddles in the kitchen, yeah, to get things off the ground. And it was up, up and away. Oh, but it's really hard to remember that on a day like today when you're all argumentative and you've got the face on. And yeah, I'm sorry. To get things off the ground, and it was up, up and away. Oh, but it's really hard to remember that on a day like today when you're all argumentative and you've got the face on.
Freeform Radio.